I was good the other night. Oh, oh, how dare you? Don't even. Don't even.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I like all these sound effects that we have.
I know.
They're probably annoying as shit.
It sounds like Big Fatty's coupons. you hear that? Hear that? Everybody hear that? You know what that is? That's my penny coupon, y'all.
Right. Oh, penny coupon. We don't even have that here. That must be something special to do in South Carolina, because we don't have it in Florida.
Well, you know how those South Carolinians are.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Sorry, Big Fatty. Larry Vader.
Vader. V-E-D-E-R.
Anybody else that lives in...
Yeah, Larry Cly.
South.
Agravitas.
South.
All you people.
Kakalaki.
Which none of them are in our room today. Let's go over some people that are in the room.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, you know how those South Carolinians are.
Cheap.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 595 of the BFO for Friday, the 14th of May, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show. Big Fatty is just going to do a little repotin' today, and guess what? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well, y'all. Believe it or not, just 3 weeks, 3 weeks from today, will be the podcast and podcast listener meet and greet that has been put together by the Ginger Bear. And y'all, that was the Ginger Bear and the albino, yes, Big Fatty, Julian, there at the beginning of the show of today's little show. And y'all, they were talking about the coupon. And y'all, believe it or not, there it is. It is. That's right. It is right here. And y'all, it's a good coupon this week, too. Y'all, it's one of those things, though. Oh, shit. That's the wrong coupon. Ah, Big Fatty. Here it is. That probably sounds more like a coupon, doesn't it? Okay. y'all, there's some drama. There's drama in the Fat Cave building because... On Wednesday, we got an e-letter saying that the building... cooling brain. Saying that that people living in the building, the Fat Cave building, were no longer allowed to have dogs. You can't have a puppy dog. Nobody, no puppy dogs. And it was effective immediately. And y'all, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. And y'all, the people that live here started replying, "Oh, I don't have a dog, but this seems a bit extreme. I mean, the puppy dogs become part of your family." And y'all, and what is the reasoning for this? And y'all, evidently, it all gets back to poodle puddles. And, actually, it doesn't get to poodle puddles. I just thought that was funny. But y'all, we still don't know what the cause is. I believe that we know that there was somebody here in this building who we will refer to as "See You Next Tuesday," who always is just a bitchin'. And y'all, so anyway, no puppy dogs. So if you've got a puppy dog, or you know that causes some poodle puddles, y'all, you're not gonna be able to bring them to the Fat Cave. No, Big Fatty, there will be no poodle puddles in the Fat Cave. So anyway, but y'all, it's interesting. And normally it's Big Fatty raising hell with them, but I just decided to sit back on this one and let y'all. That is a a Philly cheesesteak sandwich on a hoagie roll, and a mixed green solid. It was spring. It was the spring mix. It was the spring mix solid with the vinaigrette dressing. And anyway, but y'all, the big podcast of dinner, put together by the Ginger Bear. It's going to be over there at that Gaylord Palms Hotel. Y'all, it is $12 to park. Although I've been corrected on that, it is $50 to park for free. So y'all, if you want to park for free, it is $50. But y'all, evidently there will be some sort of Italian spaghetti. And you know, Mussolini garlic bread, or something like that. I don't know, but y'all, we are having some Italian, so y'all, we will be probably smelling as bad, we'll be all smelling like garlic and smelling bad like that sea hag.
I can't walk, I'm gray, I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, did you hear that she got a deluxe food hook? And it is the super food hook hoist, y'all. And y'all, she doesn't have to do anything anymore. No, y'all, she was exhausted. She had two jobs where she had to talk about 10 minutes on each one of them, and was just exhausted. Yes. But y'all, if any of you have not signed up for the podcast dinner on Friday night, and would like to get some complimentary parking for $50, go on over there to the BFO and click on 2010 Gay Days. It's at the top of the fat favorites, y'all, and then scroll down and you'll see a naked man. Who will podcast for food. And y'all, you can still sign up over there as far as I know. And y'all, if you're not coming, you better get your ass over there and get your name off of it, because that albino, he is going to come after you if you have signed up and you don't show up. Yes, Big Friday, he will do it too. And y'all, by the way, I just ran across this, and y'all, this was a little opening clip from last year, and and you're just going to have to bear with me for, not Ginger Bear, but you're going to have to bear with me for just a moment here, because I know that Miss West out there in the San Diegos is probably having the mixed feelings about the G'days, because y'all, he's probably looking forward to it, but y'all, he knows he's going to be staying with Big Fatty at the Poop Century, and he knows the risks that are involved with this. But y'all, although there will be no poodle puddles, but I just want to play a little something that Miss West said last year, just to remind him of some of the words that he used last year.
Just going to be brief and say that I want to thank everybody in Charleston, because I'm going to, you know, be putting these shows up sort of city by city. So I just wanted to stop and take a moment and say thank you to people like Big Fatty, one of the greatest people that I've ever met in the podosphere, and really had a great time with him. And I miss him. Home. And if you ever have a chance to meet him, just make sure that you don't miss it, because he is very fun and a lot more gassy than you would ever think that he was. You have to meet him in person to understand that he's that much more gassy.
Yeah, gassy. Now, Miss West, don't you forget. Don't you forget how gassy I am. So... Y'all, there was a little something on the early show on Wednesday, it was on Thursday, and y'all, it was something called unclaimed.org, and y'all, the www is not necessary for this, but y'all, you can go there, and it doesn't cost you anything, and there's another link over there. I don't remember the name of it. And y'all, by the way, the entitubes are still down here in the fat cave. But I'll bring you up to date on that in a minute. But y'all, if you go over to that unclaimed.org, you can see if check on the states that you have lived in and put your name and see if there's cash out there that belongs to you that you have not claimed that the state is holding for you. And y'all, if you have other aliases or whatever, you can put those in. Y'all, that Harry Smith, who is on the early show, the girl was telling him about these different websites. And y'all, she says, oh, and while we were there, Harry, we decided to put your name in, and you have 5 listings of unclaimed cash from places. And y'all, he was evidently getting residual checks for something, and it was being deposited. I've already told you what that is. Anyway, so y'all, he was stunned. He was just stunned. I mean, not like with a taser. Don't tase me, bro. But he was just stunned that they found this on him. So anyway, now y'all, I have spoken to Mr. Vader, and there will be an LFC tonight. Now he is going to the Washington D.C.'s. On Saturday, but y'all, he will be in town this Friday night, and then y'all, next Friday, the 21st, Big Fatty will be unavailable, so I don't know if Mr. Vader will do one without Big Fatty or not, and then on the 28th, that'll be the final LFC Live before the good days, y'all, so you need to get over, and y'all get over there early. Get over there early, because, you know, Big Fatty doesn't like it when there's not a lot of people in the chat room. And y'all, those of you that live in the world of whatever trademark, get on over there and get in the chat room. Yes, Big Fatty, we will do it. Now, y'all, let's just go ahead and do this. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Y'all, I went to the coupon. I went to the Publix on Wednesday. And, y'all, I got, let's just see here. Oh, the penny coupon was for the 4-pack of the Green Wise Turlet Tissue. And, so I got that. Y'all, it saved me $2.38. But, y'all, they had the bananas on sale. And they had the M&Ms, the big bag of M&Ms. Y'all, I got the almond ones because, you know, those are just kind of good for a change. And there was something else. They had the butterfly poke chops. And let's see here. They had the juice. And, y'all, they had a cherry cheese strudel in the bakery, and y'all, I had some for breakfast on Thursday. Y'all, it was just delicious. And y'all, you put a little bit of that salty butter on it, and y'all, it's a lovely mixture of the sweet strudel and the salty butter. Oh, it was just wonderful. But y'all, I spent $27.91, but he said, I used my $10 Publix gift card that I got a couple of weeks ago, y'all. And so I really only spent $17.91. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. And y'all, I saved $16.56. Y'all, that is almost 50% again. Y'all, I have had two wonderful coupons this week. And I'm delighted. I am just delighted with that. Now, y'all, I'm looking here on my list. I don't have very much on the list. And, y'all, that Southwest Airlines, I told you they were coming to Charleston, and they are, but we don't know when they're coming. Sometime in 2011. But, y'all, I'm going to go back over here, and I'm going to look at some of these things. Here's something, for instance, that was sent to me. Who was this sent to me? This was sent to me by the Hatterina. And y'all, I'm not going to do those emergency calls right now. But this is something else, y'all, that the Hatterina sent to me. It's just something to give you a little chuckle. A little chuckle as you go into the weekend, y'all, because, you know, you don't know what what the weekend has in store for you, except for Friday night, tonight. By the way, these are some home remedies, y'all. So I'm not going to give you time to get your pencil, but make a mental note of these. If you are choking on an ice cube, simply pour a cup of boiling water down your throat, and presto, the blockage will instantly remove itself. Y'all, that is wonderful advice. That is wonderful. Avoid cutting yourself when slicing vegetables by getting someone else to hold the vegetables while you do the chopping. Avoid arguments with the females about lifting the toilet seat. Just use the sink. Y'all, I think it's a wonderful idea. Because, y'all, there's no satisfying the females. No, Big Patty, that you can't. No! No, that they're going. Yeah, no! Y'all, for the high blood pressure sufferers, simply cut yourself and bleed for a few minutes. This will reduce the pressure on your veins, but remember to use a timer. A mouse trap placed on top of your alarm clock will prevent you from rolling over and going back to sleep after you hit the snooze button. Y'all, I would not be able to do this because I enjoy hitting the snooze button much too much. If you have a bad cough, take a large dose of laxatives. Then you'll be afraid to cough. Oh, dear Gussie. You only need two tools in life, WD-40 and duct tape. If it doesn't move and it should, use the WD-40. And if it shouldn't move and it does, use the duct tape. Remember, everyone seems normal until you get to know them. Y'all, ain't that the truth? Ain't it the truth, y'all? And if you can't fix it with a hammer, you've got an electrical problem. So y'all, that is some home remedies. Y'all, I think some of those are just wonderful, wonderful, Big Fatty. You please thank the Hatterina for those wonderful things. And y'all, I'm gonna report to you on the I'm gonna report to you on the. On the update on the intertubes here in the Fat Cave, y'all, it is still not working as of this recording. But y'all, I have called the AT&T, and by the way, y'all, there is a curt message over there at the BFO to AT&T from Jeremiah, y'all. I'm sorry he didn't call it in, but y'all, he didn't, and. But he is going to kick ass. He is going to take names, and he's going to kick ass and take names later, y'all. He is very upset with the AT&T, y'all. He is very old. Oh, dear Gussie. But y'all, anyway, I spoke to Consuela at AT&T on Thursday morning, because y'all, I wanted to make sure that when the inner tubes do come on, that I am issued an appropriate credit for my expenses for that. Y'all, I'm not gonna pay for something I'm not getting. No, Big Fatty, get on your soapbox about that. Just don't sing anything patriotic when you're up there. But y'all, I'm not gonna do it. But y'all, and I mean. You know, it just, and you know AT&T wouldn't give you the credit if you didn't call, but y'all, it is now in my record, and I believe what Consuela put in my record goes something like this.
Well, you know how those South Carolinians are.
Cheap.
How dare you, Consuela? Happy weekend!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.